what doesn't make sense to me is that Rod at Edgehill Butchers, he knows what you're like when it comes to cooking beautiful meat. So why would he suggest that you wreck a perfectly good tomahawk steak?
Because he's messing with my head. That's what he's doing. I think that's what it is. He's messing with my head. So
I'm going to ring
him. If anyone has...
I'm going to ring.
Oh, gosh.
I'm ringing Edgehill Butchers. Is that you, Nat?
It's Julie.
Hey, Julie, it's Dave and Inky. How are you, Jules?
I'm well. How are you?
Not too bad. We're live on air at the moment. Is Rod around? Is Rod close by, Jules?
He is. I'll just grab him one second.
Thank you.
Get him off the phone.
This is what I love about Butchers, Inc. They're always at work the same time we are.
They are. I know. It's great.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Rod. It's Dave and Inky. How are you going?
Hey, good, mate. And yourself?
Not too bad. Just trying to work out whether you're stitching Inky up here, because you know what she's like with meat. You know how she massacred, and pardon the pun, she butchered that rib fillet. Why are you putting a dinosaur tomahawk steak through that sort of grief?
Mate, I was trying to help Matt out for Father's Day.
I mean, that's a great thing. That's awesome. But would you let Inky anywhere near it?
Well, I was trying to make a redeem myself, Dave. You know?
Okay, a second chance. We all believe in second chances, don't we, Rod?
I see the photos of it. I was disappointed. Matto was putting his feet up, beer in hand, and giving Inky instructions.
Oh, look, I think they're both so intimidated by it.
Well, here's what I want to know, though, that because they are a beautiful piece of meat, and thank you, Rod, and also Julie. Like, it's very, very generous to give Matto that for Father's Day. But there's got to be other people. Have you also cooked a tomahawk, a dinosaur bone? What do I do? Like,
walk away. You walk away from the meat and don't look back. Jace on the line in Trinity. Good morning, Jace.
How are you?
Mate, we're really good. Now, you're a butcher by trade as well, but you got some tips for Inky on how to cook this massive tomahawk steak.
Yeah, mate, nice and easy for you, Inky. So, as long as it'll fit in your fry pan, you're laughing.
Okay, do you have a fry pan big enough, Inky?
So you got to put it in the fry pan, not the barbecue.
No, don't worry about the barbecue. That's for the men play.
Oh, Jace, shut up.